Hello, my beautiful audience. Today is July 26, 2018. Today, I think we should have an important discussion about mental health awareness. There are so many people out in the world who live their day with smiles on their faces, but inside, they are probably feeling terrible. And those are the people who could use a little help and a little bit of friendship and some sunshine in their life. I grew up under the impression that people who deal with mental health issues are crazy, but that is a complete lie and a myth. Like, mental health issues are the same as physical health issues. It's just that we have not had our society move towards accepting people who deal with mental health issues. Now, I was once a person who dealt with a lot of anxiety and a lot of depression, but nowadays I'm much calmer and I'm much more fulfilled with my life. You see, in my personal opinion, I believe that any signs of depression or anxiety are due to an identity issue. You see, when we're children, we're absorbing the world and we start thinking that we know everything because we come into the world and we know nothing. And as soon as we get like a little hold onto some form of understanding of what's occurring around us, we start to tell ourselves, yeah, this is true. And then there is a fateful day in everyone's life, when reality hits and you realize that what you believed as a child was wrong. Now, I'm not saying that you were wrong in the sense of like you failed at getting everything right. I'm saying that you were wrong in the sense that there is so much occurring in the world that you couldn't comprehend everything at that moment. You come in knowing nothing. And there are so many people who know so much more than you do that all you're doing is trying to learn. But the big issue is that we allow that traumatic experience of us not knowing to really mold us into very cynical people. And I tell you that because there are a lot of people who are angsty. Have you ever heard of like teen angst? Or, like the teenagers who start acting really rebellious, it's because there is an identity issue. The way they believed the world was didn't turn out to be the way they expected it to be. It's like people feel that the world lied to them. But in reality, the world didn't lie to you. The world doesn't lie to anyone. It's just that you misunderstood what was going on. So those people become very cynical. And they start talking about, like, oh, the world sucks and everything sucks. And that only fuels their anxiety and depression because they're having all this negative energy, all these negative thoughts, and they can't see that that negativity is creating a barrier within their minds from reaching positivity and true positive action. Now, I tell you that because it really hurts me in a way. Because I've been there. I've been that person who was like, oh, everyone's terrible. Everyone's bringing me down. But in reality, you keep on telling yourself that this is how life is, and you start bringing in that negative energy. And that's when you hit the second phase. The first phase, you didn't know anything, and so you started trying to understand the world. The second phase, you realize that everything sucks. But you're also doing what you were doing before. You're trying to grasp onto another holding of what you think is real. And then you're going to hit a third breaking point. And this breaking point will either make you into an incredible individual or make you into a mindless puppet. And by that, I mean you are either going to start controlling your life and being positive, or you are going to remain in your self-pity forever. So, the third breaking point is when you can accept how much you don't know and allow yourself to be willing to learn. It's like you're going back to that childhood phase of not knowing anything. But it's not like a phase of stupidity or ignorance. It's a phase in which you accept how much you don't know. Because, like, you have to humble yourself, you have to view the world like a child. And I tell you that because when we enter the world, we're already perfect. But society tries to tell us what to believe and how to think. And that is what creates all these mental health problems. You gotta accept that you don't know anything. And when you do, you realize how much information there is in the world. Like, just think of it like this. You're one person, and there are 7 billion people in the world. Okay, do you know everything combined of those 7 billion people? You can't. You're only one person. And in fact, there's like an entire past history. There's so much knowledge and information that exists and has existed, and you can't contain all of that within your lifetime. So you have to accept that there are so many things that you can't know, and you should focus on what you can control. And control is all about controlling yourself. Now, that's like focusing on moving ahead with your life and focusing on the best possible thing you could do, and that is to accept how much you don't know, but to be willing to learn. Okay, now the other route, the one where you become a mindless puppet, is when you accept how defeating the world is. That's the kind of life where you hate what you do, but you do it anyways. And you hate your life, but you do it anyways. And you tell yourself, oh, there's nothing better than me doing this. I can't escape my current situation. You know, you defeat yourself when you have that kind of attitude. And then you go into situations where you feel depressed, where you feel anxious, where you're like, I can't handle life. And when you can't handle life, that's because you are accepting that. You are accepting your own defeat because you are holding on to a false identity. You are putting yourself in a little box just because you think that is truth. But truth is accepting how much you do not know. And what I intend to do is try and lead you onto a path of prosperity, a path where you can grow. I don't want people to remain in the little box because that little box sucks. No one should live their life in fear, live their life in depression, or live their life in anxiety. You deserve peace. You deserve that inner sense of true prosperity. You know, I'm not going to tell you it's easy. I'm going to tell you the truth. It is a process, and it is going to take your determination and true willpower to overcome yourself. Now, the first time I started realizing how much I didn't know was in college. There was a day when the world started to not make sense, and I was like, okay, so this is what I always believed, and now I have this new sense of information. Why is it contradicting? Why is it not going the way I thought life was supposed to go? And I tell you, that was like the most anxiety-filled moments of my life because my whole world was shattering apart. And I think what really helped me out was that I went to a teacher and I asked him, okay, things aren't adding up. Am I crazy? Am I going crazy? Because at that time, I was also afraid of being put into a mental institution. Because I thought if you were crazy, you were going away for your mental health problems. But in reality, people don't put people in mental institutions unless you are violent towards yourself or violent towards others. So as long as you can control yourself and be willing to accept your situation, you never have to be afraid of being locked up in a mental institution. But besides that, like, these were some of the hardest moments in my life because I was going through that identity crisis. My whole world fell apart, and I realized that everything I thought was wrong. And the world was way bigger than I ever imagined it could be. So I felt really scared because I was just ungrounded. And it was definitely a long process to find a point of inner peace. And find a point in which I felt like I have a place in the world. But I just like trust me on this. Like, I know that it's difficult and I know it's challenging, but you can do it. It's a process, you know? It's not like overnight you suddenly feel perfect. It's slow and steady, you'll get there because you didn't get to that point today where you feel depressed all in one night. It was building up since your childhood, and now you are trying to fix it and rebuild who you are. I'll give you like an analogy. You know, people don't put on weight overnight. It's a gradual buildup. Just like you don't lose weight overnight. It's a gradual process. You don't build muscle in one day of working out at the gym. No, it's through several days of training, several months, several years. That's just how everything is. Everything is a process and it requires you to be consistent and patient. So, I definitely am not an advocate for using pills to deal with your depression and anxiety or using any type of drugs. Now, I've been there. I've thought that like drinking alcohol and smoking weed were like cures to these depressive states. But in reality, I was just trying to escape one problem with another. And when you are always caught up with using a substance, you are never going to escape the current situation you're in. And I always viewed all these escapist methods as good solutions while I was under their influence. But as I grew older, I started to realize like I'm not getting any better. If anything, I'm like becoming more addictive to all these substances and I'm still feeling terrible. And then there were days when I just stopped using like anything and I was like, okay, this is okay. Can I handle it? And progressively, it got better and better. And over time, you eventually learn to cope with what you're going through. It's not about how you feel, but it's about how you process thoughts within your head. It's about how you control where your mind is going to. You know, if there are days when you cannot dictate what you're going to think, those days are probably going to feel the worst. You know, it's like when you go through a breakup with anyone, you start to get obsessive thoughts. And the problem isn't the situation of breaking up, the problem is the situation of having obsessive thoughts. Like your own mind is doing exactly what you would prefer it wouldn't. It's bombarding you with thoughts. It's bombarding you with ideas. It's bombarding you with ways to control your life. And through drugs, you're pretty much telling your mind, yeah, you work your magic. You tell me how to feel, tell me how to think, tell me what to believe. And it's very preferable in the moment, but long term and finding a good solution. It's not viable. You know, like in the moment, all those pills, all those drugs, they feel great. But over an extended period of time, you're not really getting the help you deserve. And I think it's so critical to just talk out the situation and actually deal with it in a way that doesn't require you to depend on anything. You know, people aren't making drugs for the sake of curing you, they're making it for the sake of keeping you hooked on it. They're trying to get your money. Like, if there was a cure, there wouldn't be like any profit from it. It's like a band-aid on a cut, and instead of letting it heal, you're just like dealing with it today and then saying, okay, I'll deal with it again tomorrow and deal with it again and again and again. And it's an endless cycle in which you're just buying stuff that don't really help you out. And I don't want you to go through that process. So I'm gonna let you in on some things that I did that definitely changed the way I felt about myself. So the first thing that really made a difference in my life was meditating every day and every night. Like meditation just became a way for me to experience life in a fuller direction. It was like, okay, my mind tells me how to think. But if I can just focus on my body and focus on not thinking, maybe something new will come from it. And I'll tell you, like at first, I couldn't control the way my mind thought, and I would just constantly talk in my head because at an early age, we're taught to just keep on talking inside your head, and that talking keeps on creating your reality. And if you keep on letting your head be filled with your inner voice, you'll never take control of your life and you'll constantly be stuck with that identity crisis. So meditate every day, and I promise you, you will get to a state where you can control your mind much better. Meditation has been so helpful just because it's brought me to a state where I don't have to deal with constant nagging thoughts, where I don't have to deal with constant anxiety, constant depression, because your thoughts are perpetuating your anxiety and your depression. It's not like you're just sitting without any thoughts and you're feeling terrible. Like, literally, your thoughts are what make you feel terrible. Your thoughts are telling you that you're not good enough, that things are going in a certain way, that you're failing. But you gotta control your mind. And meditation is the first part. It just tells you control your mind. The second part is fill your head with positivity. You gotta tell yourself that you're amazing. You gotta tell yourself you're great. You gotta tell yourself that you're loved. And you have to keep on reinforcing that. So you gotta constantly fill your head with positive information. Now, I'm not saying ignore the negative parts of life. Definitely not. Don't live in ignorance. I'm saying experience the negative, but don't let the negative overwhelm you. Because you always have to look at the brighter side of every situation. Now, there are things that are really messed up, but it is important to stay positive. Think of your human thoughts as like a pendulum. It goes back and forth, goes to the negative, goes to the positive. Now, the more you focus on the positive in every scenario, in every moment of your life, if you're positive or at least calm, you will have the opportunity to avoid depression and anxiety. Because depression and anxiety are just instances of you thinking negatively. Okay, now that is two ways that I think are very critical. So always fill your head with positive thoughts and don't let yourself put yourself down because you deserve better than that. Third, I believe it is so important to set goals. There was a period when I was having that identity crisis right after college and I was thinking, what do I do with my life now? Because my college identity and who I am today are two different people because I thought I knew what the world was about. But after leaving the educational system, I realized that there is more to the world than I had thought about. So if you can set goals, it allows you to do things. It allows you to set objectives. It allows you to have an opportunity to find something to consume your time with. Don't spend your time on like television or negative things. Now, if you want to watch television, don't watch it a lot, but watch a little bit. But focus on things that are going to help you grow and things that are going to focus on helping you reach your goals. I wrote a book because I thought that was a great goal. It took me a year, and every day I would wake up and I'd be like, okay, this is something I want to do. And now I feel much better after getting one thing accomplished, one thing that took a while to accomplish. It just makes me think about, like, oh, I did this. So, why not try something even harder? Challenge yourself and tell yourself that if I'm going to be on this earth, I am going to try my best to benefit myself and benefit the people around me. Focus your positivity on reaching higher than you ever thought you could. Focus your positivity on influencing and empowering the people around you. Now, those are three things: meditation, positive thinking, and goal setting. Now, the fourth. And I'll tell you this, speaking to other people about how you feel. Now, you can talk to your friends, you can talk to your family, or you can find professional help. Now, it is important to talk about how you feel on the inside because when you let it bottle up and when you ignore it, you are only creating disaster. You gotta release everything that's inside of you. Like, don't be afraid what people think, but you gotta get it out. Don't just like hold it in, like type it out if you want to. I find writing a very relaxing way and a great way to release what's inside of my mind. But when you bottle all of these thoughts and all of these feelings, you're only telling yourself, oh, Let me keep on holding myself in this cage. Let me keep on hitting myself with this pain. But when you release it, you give away that power and you take control of yourself. You know, you stop letting these ideas and thoughts have control over you and you start saying, no, today I am taking control of my life. I am taking control of how I feel. I am not going to let pills control me. I'm not going to let negativity control me, but I will control myself and further my life because I am capable and I will achieve what I desire because it is my one and only life and nothing will stop me. So I hope I have helped you and I hope that you are able to go and help your friends and share the positivity and love with other people and to realize that mental health is very important to me and it should be important to you too because we cannot always see behind the mask people wear and they are probably feeling terrible. So lighten up their day and express love and share the positivity that's within you. Thank you so much for listening and I hope that you tune in next time.